Gunfire is reportedly raging near the Afghan consulate in Karachi. Pakistani police and paramilitary forces have surrounded the area. Reuters reporting an Afghan diplomat was shot and killed by a security guard, and three others were wounded. No other details available. A United Nations report of a 24% spike in conflict-related child casualties in Afghanistan and a 3% rise in total civilian casualties in 2016 compared to the year before. UN reports blames Taliban for most of the civilian deaths. President Obama is telling the American people that if something happens, blame the judge who blocked his ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. A U.S. district judge in the state of Washington temporarily blocked Mr. Trump's executive order, which Vice President Mike Pence defended on NBC's Meet the Press.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
A court of appeals Sunday rejected the Trump administration's demand to reinstate the travel ban. President Trump says though he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, they may not necessarily get along.
He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world,
right,
major fight, that's a good thing.
When Bill O'Reilly of Fox News asked about atrocities committed by Putin in the past and how President Trump could respect him knowing this history, Mr. Trump said, "The U.S. is not innocent." This is VOA News.